Thursday, May 9, 2024.
A tornado went through, and then about 45 minutes later, another tornado almost on the direct same path.
Tornado outbreaks leave trail of destruction across multiple states. Republicans ban climate change in Florida just in time for hurricane season. Plus,
mankind's melting the polar ice caps, destroying the ecosystem. They got it coming.
A shift is underway in how U.S. culture portrays climate reality.
All of those realities and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I was proud to lead the House Republican effort to protect our gas stoves.
Thank you for your service and courage, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Sorry to see you leaving. Can I help you with the door? This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, while Republicans in Congress are pretending that their gas stoves and appliances are under fire, hundreds of thousands of people right now in southern Brazil are literally underwater thanks to the climate change that these people are ignoring. It is just appalling. What do you have for us today?
Well, here in the U.S., this spring is a doozy for extreme weather, with deadly storms and multiple tornado outbreaks leaving a trail of destruction across the plains and southern states. Over just the last week or so, the U.S. has seen well over 100 tornadoes, an unusually high number. The governors of Michigan and Tennessee declared tornado emergencies on Wednesday. But unfortunately for Oklahoma residents, their Republican governor back in 2022 vetoed bipartisan legislation that would have funded upgrades to the state's rural warning systems. He called it irresponsible spending.
Yes, but I hope he protected our gas stoves.
In fact, the U.S. just saw the second highest number of tornadoes ever recorded in the month of April. More than 300 tornadoes, more than double the average. Climate scientists say the recent surge in tornadoes is primarily goosed by El Nino. But overall, data is mixed on how man-made climate change influences tornadoes. But studies have found that a warming climate is increasing the conditions for the formation of tornado clusters, extreme storms, and dangerous nighttime tornadoes. In politics, the Republican-controlled U.S. House this week continued their war on woke appliances, passing a bill to make it harder for the Department of Energy to set energy efficiency standards for household appliances that save Americans money and reduce pollution. Here's House Republican Elise Stefanik of New York.
The Hands Off Our Home Appliances Act protects Americans from Joe Biden's failed far-left anti-American energy agenda.
Oh my God.
The bill won't pass the Senate, but it could next year if Republicans gain full control of Congress in the November elections. In Florida, the Republican legislature passed a law to end the state's support of renewable energy and ban offshore wind farms to keep Florida dependent on fossil fuels. The bill, awaiting Governor Ron DeSantis' signature, would also erase mention of climate change in state laws and policies, despite Florida's extreme vulnerability to heat, storms, and rising sea levels.
Well, everyone knows if you can't say it, it doesn't exist.
In other news, the Federal Energy Information Administration says the U.S. power grid is getting cleaner, but deployment of renewable energy sources is not moving fast enough to meet U.S. climate targets. The agency found increases in U.S. electricity demand are being met almost entirely by cheap renewables. A New York Times analysis shows that the U.S. electric grid is increasingly being stabilized by giant utility-scale batteries that are delivering clean solar power after dark in California and helping to stabilize grids in multiple states.
Nice.
Globally, clean renewable energy continues to surge. According to nonprofit think tank Ember, for the first time ever, renewable energy now produces 30% of the world's electricity supply, and the rate of renewable deployment is itself accelerating. Wind and solar are now the fastest growing sources of new electricity generation in history.
Very nice.
And finally, a culture shift appears to be underway in U.S. entertainment.
Uh-oh.
Mentions of climate change are finally increasing in fictional films and TV, like this from 2017's Justice League.
Mankind's melting the polar ice caps, destroying the ecosystem. They got it coming.
I don't mind if the ocean dries.
How about if they boil?
The Climate Reality Check report by nonprofit group Good Energy found that popular fictional movies in recent years now mention climate change far more than films released in the first half of the 2010s. It's not much, but it is a start. They call on studios, filmmakers, and writers to, quote, provide narratives that speak to our climate reality.
Great, but who will speak up for our gas stoves? For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. But it's all-